Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim, Ilan Ishmas, Rabbi Yona David, Med Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Livracha. We're holding Baruch Hashem in the Psicha of the Sefer Avas Chesed from Moran HaChofetz Chaim. We have been weaving our way through the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, finding various Ramazim, Makaira, circumstances, instances where the Avos HaKadoshim were busy, were involved, where Kadosh Baruch Hu himself performed tremendous acts of Chesed. Now the Chofetz Chaim continues, after finishing Sefer Bereishis, to bring additional rayas from Sefer Shmos. This raya is from just a few weeks ago, which we are all acutely familiar with. Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Uvishmos beparsha rishayna, vatirena hameyaldos vatechayena es hayeladim, and Shifra and Pua, those who helped the woman give birth, they not only ignored the directive of Parai, but they in fact positively helped the children that were born." Says the Chofetz Chaim, let's focus on this chesed for a minute. Ru'u ha-chesed she'asu imahin. It really was tremendous, because they could have just stopped being meyaldos. Ki ha'loi hayu bi'echelta lotzeis yidei shamayim v'yidei malchus. They could have done what was right by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and right by Parai. How so? How could they have done that? They could have just quit their jobs, and therefore they would not have been in a nisayon of Parai, and they wouldn't have been a nisayon of the Eibishter. Ach shehayu yireyos. They wanted to take their chesed to an extra level. They knew others who would come in perhaps would not be like them. Pen acheros kishitiena miyaldos tishmana laatzas Parai meyira. So they could have really absconded and retired from their profession, but they chose to engage in this chesed out of fear that the others who would take their place would not have performed it at their level. They were approached with an opportunity for chesed. They did not delineate it and give it out to others. They took advantage and did it on their own. Therefore, they did chesed with all of the women in Klal Yisrael, and they put out their life. They physically exerted themselves. They also gave them food and drink. So we see from this instance another aspect of chesed. There are times when one is approached with the chesed, and he's able to do it, but there are others who are also willing and able. There are others who also can do and step in. And one might think, what's wrong if I just stop and let somebody else do it? I'm busy, I have things to do. Other people are eager to do it. What would be wrong with that? Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Ein hachanami, you could. But that would be a low level of chesed. A higher level of chesed is to do it despite the fact that others are able to do it as well. It's to jump in where opportunity presents itself, and not to delineate it and not to divvy it out, but to do it yourself entirely. I heard a tremendously beautiful story from really two of the Lomdim that took place, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. As anybody who's living in the Northeast is aware of, there's a lot of snow outside. There's a lot of snow on the streets. There's a lot of snow on your sidewalk. There's a lot of snow on the roof. Hopefully it's not as slow in your basement, but there's a lot of snow. And at least in the city that we live in Passaic, New Jersey, unfortunately, the plows are not quite adept and as skilled as taking care of the snow. And many of the narrow streets now become even more impassable and more difficult to navigate. And one of the Lomdim tells me he was coming out of the mikveh onto a very narrow street, and a car got stuck exiting the mikveh. And if the car got stuck exiting the mikveh, of course, it would have been a big backup, and it would have tremendously inconvenienced people's day. Pesach, Baruch Hashem, we have chaverim. You could have said, call chaverim. You know, it'll take them 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 minutes, because they were very busy during the past few days, and eventually they would take care of this car. But this person told me that he and another one of the Lomdim, so two of our Bnei Chabura, the Chabur of the Lomdim Chofetz Chaim, said, no, we're not going to wait till somebody else comes. We're going to do it ourselves. And one of them got in the car, they got a few other people, and they're able to push the car out of the mikveh and save all the people trying to leave the mikveh, all the people trying to come in the mikveh, and the person whose car was stuck. Then they told me they took it another level. They took it to another madrega. The street itself was so busy and so jam-packed, it was impossible to navigate. They then took out of their busy schedule to help navigate traffic, to make sure that everybody was able to have the best possible day that was in front of them. That's mamash Tereitz Chafetz Chaim. It's mamash like Shifra and Pua. They could have said somebody else can do it. They could have said, okay, there's Chaverim, they can take care of it. But they jumped in, they did it themselves. And that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is a very high and very precious Madrega of Chesed. The Tzchus of Azimut should be for our friends, for our families, for our Kilos, and for all of Klai Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.